think if we speak about the film reality and dream, so it's very difficult to decide, to make a very strict distinction between these three things. I think nobody can say what reality is and how reality is far from the dream. Maybe the pictures we see, maybe the reality we see is just a dream. And so that's why I don't think, I think it's the biggest illusion is to try to grasp and to find an objective reality. The objective reality does not exist. The only thing that is that exists is a very, very subjective reality. Loneliness in my films, it was the very, very important theme for my previous films, because I think this is something that follows us from the day we born until the moment we die. So I think this is something really inescapable, and it's very important to find ways how to live with loneliness. And we are alone. We are born alone, and we die alone. So it is, for me, this theme is, it seems very important. Now I'm not, in my last films I'm not speaking about the loneliness. I try to speak more about time. I think now I'm more concerned about the time and what time is doing to ourselves, to our body, to our tradition, to our history, to our memory. And this is also very, very wide and very interesting subject for the cinema. I wouldn't call the sound experimental. I would say that in my films it is very, very crucial importance for the sound. I spend about the same time to shoot the film and the same time to make a soundtrack for the film. The sound is not less important than the picture in the film. I think music is also a very important part, but music is one of the elements in the film. I think it's very bad that music takes over and then becomes the most important element. And it's also bad that music illustrates or try to push up the image. I think they have to work together, sound, image and music. And then this is like the ideal communication between these three medias. I work with different cameramen. I work with different studios, but I work all the time, all my life. I work with the one sound director, Viktor Sezonis, because we understand each other from one word or from half a word. So, and I think for me, he's one of the most important persons in the filmmaking. Alone was made 8 years ago, and it is a real documentary. I wanted to make it without big intervention from the director's side. I didn't want to direct or change somehow, so I wanted to follow the story, the travel, the journey of one little girl to her mother, to the prison, and to follow her on the way back. I knew this problem because my father is taking children to the prison to meet their mothers and taking back them to where they live. he already took 400 children. So I also went with him several times, so I knew that every story is different. And this moment, and I decided to film alone. I didn't know what will come out of the film. I didn't know how the child will react to the camera and how she will behave during the travel. So we filmed this film actually in one day. She went, she met her mother, and then she had to go back. After 3 months, mother went out from the prison, and they met only for 15 minutes or 20 minutes. She just packed things and left to her old friends, alcohol, drugs, and all that stuff. So my intuition and the title was of the film was Alone. So I think it somehow proved that I was right. I felt that something, that the loneliness of the child is written into her destiny. I never denied influences. I think we all live under different influences. It's not possible to be absolutely unique in this world. I think we read books, we watch films, and the books and films and music changes our soul and our perception of life. So I am really impressed, and maybe this was one of the biggest motivation for me to go to cinema, was films of Andrei Tarkovsky and films of Sergei Parajanov and Werner Herzog. So I never copied these masters. I think it's not possible to copy them. I think they are absolutely genius. I think it was not created something more big and beautiful than films of Andrei Tarkovsky. But I always feel this shadow of these films. I always feel the spirit of these films, and they somehow influence me in the way I choose themes, I choose the film language, in the way I think and I feel this world. So I feel some kind of connection with these great films and these great film directors. I just mentioned 3 of them, but of course there are much more. Ingmar Bergman, Bellotar, Antonioni, Federico Fellini. So it would be very difficult to say all names that are great influence to me as a person and as a film director. I played in Sharunas Bartas' film 3 days, that was most horrible experience in my life. I think my parents, they are actors, but I hated this profession from the depth of my heart, because I really pity for actors. I'm really sorry for them, because they are so dependable on film director. It's such a hard work and so little reward. So no,
this work on again.
No, I will not be an actor anymore. So if somebody has a plan to invite me, forget about this. I will never go. The situation in filmmaking in cinema is not easy. Nowhere, I think, in every country, filmmakers have to fight for the right to make a film, and I think this is absolutely right. It has to be like this. If if everybody could make a film, I think it would be disaster. It would be 3 million films a year, and we will be drowned and we'd be lost among the films. In Lithuania, situation, I wouldn't call it bad. Of course, we fight for the money. Of course, we want to increase the budget, but at the same time, we still kept this understanding that that the film or documentary film has a priority, and that the cinema language should be preserved. That cinema in my country, in Lithuania, cinema is still treated as a piece of art, not some commercial product. So we still have this privilege to make film the way we want, and we wait that we see them. So we don't need to think if they will have the commercial success. Of course, if you like 99% of filmmakers, they are complaining, but all of them are complaining, so it's nothing new. But I live on filmmaking. I think it's very few countries and not so many film directors who can say these words. I live just on documentary filmmaking. I can't say a word about my next project because I'm extremely superstitious person. I think if I would say a word, this will be my next project will disappear or something wrong happen with it. Of course, I have a new project, and it's not a project. It is already a film. I need to just 1 week to put it together, and maybe I can say just a name. The film will be called Four Steps, but I'm sorry, this is the only thing I can say about this for the moment. And the next question was
for the long feature film.
Oh, for the long feature film, a fiction. This is very usual question. I get this very often. People say, oh, we like films you make, they are so nice, but when are you going to make a real film, a fiction film? But I'm not, to say true, I'm not interested in making a fiction film. I think it's much more interesting to make documentaries film. Much, much more interesting. The process is much more interesting. You have so much freedom from beginning of the shooting till the very end. You are not framed in the frame of script, production details, and all that stuff. So I go for freedom. I go for documentary films. Yeah.